This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the Sar HaOifim has a dream. He sees in his dream that he's carrying a basket of bread on his head and the birds are eating from the basket. And Yosef HaTzadik interprets the dream that he will be hanged by Paroi, and in 3 days, birds will be eating his flesh. And the question is, how does Yosef see in the dream of the Sar HaOifim that he's going to be killed by Paroi and that the birds will be eating his flesh? He saw nothing of the sort in the dream. In the dream, he just saw the birds eating the bread off the basket on his head. So Rav Meir Shapiro explained with a story. There was once a great painter who painted a very lifelike image and picture of somebody carrying a basket of fruits on their heads. And this was such an incredible painting. It was so lifelike that birds actually came to come eat these painted fruits off the head of the painted person. And the king made a contest that anyone who could point out a flaw in this painting would get the prize. And one pikeach came along and he said, yes, this is a very lifelike painting. The fruits certainly look like they're actual and real. However, he pointed out that there is a deficiency in the picture of the person. Because if the person was lifelike, then the birds would have been scared of the person and the birds wouldn't have come to eat the fruits off of his head. So while the fruits are immaculately painted and perfectly painted, the person is obviously not lifelike. So too, says Rav Meir Shapiro, in this dream of the Sar HaOifim, where the birds were coming, eating the bread off his head, why were the birds eating bread off his head? He's a living person. Birds are afraid of people. Birds won't come and eat bread off of somebody's head. Unless, says Rav Meir Shapiro, it was clear in this dream that this person was not a Ben Chai. The birds detected that this individual was a Ben Mess. And therefore Yosef understood that if the birds were eating the bread off the basket off his head, then this person was not a Ben Chai. This person's dream portended that he was a Ben Misa. This is the great insight of Rav Meir Shapiro in understanding how Yosef understood the dream of the Sar HaOifim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.